This is a paid commercial program and may not represent the views of Bonneville International Corporation or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions from this broadcast are solely those of the individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
For 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on 1500 AM Federal News Radio, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. We're here every Sunday from 10 to 11 AM, so don't forget to tune in every week for a great show related to health and wellness topics. I am Dr. Kevin Passero, your host for this hour. I'm a naturopathic doctor working in Annapolis at the Village Green in Bethesda and also have an office in D.C. I'm at the Village Green on Thursday, so if you have questions about the show or have interesting questions for me, feel free to give a call or you can email me your questions at Dr. Passero, P-A-S-S-E-R-O, at gmail.com, drpassero at gmail.com, and I'd be happy to answer those questions for you via email or on the air if you would like. Don't forget to tune in next week. My wonderful co-host Dana Lake will be covering an exciting show regarding healthy brain aging. So don't forget to tune into that. That's a very popular topic, and she'll be discussing cutting-edge nutrients, dietary factors, and all sorts of other natural approaches to keeping your brain health in tip-top shape as you get older. Today we're going to be talking about musculoskeletal issues, and I have on the phone with me today a very great chiropractor who is local to this area, who is going to be helping us understand how he takes a very holistic approach to dealing with musculoskeletal and injury recovery issues. So we're very lucky to have him on the phone today. Dr. John Park is the founder of Progressive Spinal and Sports Rehabilitation. As an athlete and former competitor in Taekwondo and Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, Dr. Park has extensive knowledge in treating sports-related injuries, as I am sure he suffered many in his career doing that. He's been featured in Men's Fitness magazine and has lectured on topics related to ergonomics, exercise, health, and fitness. He's regularly contributing author to publications on injury prevention and rehab for mixed martial arts. And with his knowledge as a strength and conditioning specialist through the NSCA, he has helped professional athletes, including players in the NFL and NBA, professionals on the PGA Golf Tour, and some of the nation's best mixed martial arts and Ultimate Fighting Championship competitors. He's also worked with some of the top NCAA athletes in the Midwest, rehabilitate their injuries, and help return them to competition. His office is located right here in Bethesda, Maryland. And Dr. Park, thank you so much for being on the phone with us today.
Thanks a lot, Kevin. I appreciate the opportunity to be on the show with you guys.
Sure. Just for everybody out there, if you want to learn more about Dr. Park's practice, you can call at 240-477-8719, or you can visit their website at www.prospinerehab.com. They're located on Shady Grove Road right here in Rockville, Maryland. So looking forward to an exciting show today. Maybe you can sort of give us some background, Dr. Park, and tell us a little bit about your approach as a chiropractor and maybe how that's different to, you know, an approach that people are traditionally used to getting with other chiropractors.
Sure. I guess it all started for me when I was going through my high school and college years. Martial arts was a big part of my life. And obviously, just like you mentioned, injuries are naturally going to be part of any kind of training or competition. So for me, I found that some of the more natural or holistic approaches worked best for my recovery and allowed me to get back to competition a lot sooner. You know, we all have our aches and pains that are related to injuries from training. And, you know, you can take medications, you know, you can do massage, you can do various treatments. And for me, I found that when it comes to musculoskeletal health, you know, it sometimes is a combination of everything, but, you know, my specialties lie in the manual therapy and the rehabilitation. And that's kind of what we try and promote, incorporating that with some of the various other treatment modalities. And we found, you know, a good bit of success getting our, you know, our patients, our who are athletes, back to what they want to do a lot quicker than, we'll say, the conventional route that most people are aware of, which is taking a pain medication or just popping some anti-inflammatories. So a lot of it's taking a more proactive approach to healthcare, you know, and getting patients to understand what they need to do to, you know, kind of improve their ability to heal.
Sure. So we're looking at it from a more holistic perspective instead of just using some type of pharmacological agent to mask the pain or discomfort associated with the injury. In your office and in your practice, you really work with the patients to understand some of maybe the underlying issues that may be promoting that injury or to help them come up with other techniques that promote the recovery from that injury.
Absolutely. You know, one of the biggest things is, let's say people come in with, you know, for instance, right now we have a lot of patients coming in with rotator cuff injuries. And the reality is most of these people, they're not athletes. You know, they're weekend warriors. A lot of them sit at a computer at a desk all day long and develop rotator cuff impingement syndrome. So for us, you know, unless we figure out what they're doing, the biomechanics of how they're sitting, the kind of postures that they're assuming, you know, they can continue to take the non-steroidal anti-inflammatories, you know, use a topical cream, but really we're not going to address the underlying issue. So that's where we try and take a, you know, we'll do a biomechanical assessment of the patient, and then we'll say, all right, you've got tight shoulders, your pec muscles are very tight, your scalenes are shortened. So unless we teach them how to stretch those muscles and put them in a program where we can stretch those or do the manual therapy, you know, a lot of these conditions are going to be chronic. So it all starts with, okay, let's assess the patient, let's figure out what the problem is, and then from there we can come with a much more effective long-term treatment for whatever condition they have.
Well, it certainly makes a lot of sense to look at it from that biomechanical perspective, especially if people are getting some of these injuries related to chronic postural and bad ergonomic behavior that they're engaging in on a daily basis. You know, I know that when we were doing the pre-interview and we were sitting talking on the phone, I, you know, you started to bring this stuff up and I realized I was sitting at my desk, sort of slouched over with my head cocked to the side, holding the phone between my ear and my shoulder with my hands, you know, on the keyboard, probably in the wrong position, and realized that there's probably a million things I'm doing every day
right. That's
contributing to issues. So I really quickly straightened up my back, put my posture in check, held the phone the right way, and kind of brought my awareness around it.
Exactly. You know, that's, it's kind of funny that you mentioned that when people come to my office as new patients and I start talking about posture, immediately I see them sit up straighter, kind of you know, being a little bit more upright. So they're aware of these things also. But you know, what you said is absolutely correct. Most of the chronic neck and lower back problems that we see in our office, you know, as I mentioned, they're not always a result of sports injuries or car accidents or acute traumas. But I'd say more than probably 75% of the time it's from chronic seated positions. So if you think about what we do culturally as a society, we're pretty much sitting for the majority of the day. You know, we'll say for most people for our jobs. And the bottom line is our bodies were not meant to be in the seated position. You know, we will develop anterior head carriage. It's natural for us to kind of slouch forward. So over time, what happens is we develop muscle imbalances. Certain muscles become tight or hypertonic, while other muscle groups will become weaker and inhibited. So, again, unless we address these issues and we teach the patient the stretches that they need to do or the proper exercises, you can sit with a bad posture all day long and develop chronic neck pain, and you can take your, you know, pain medication, anti-inflammatories, but again, unless we address these postural issues, you know, those conditions are still going to be chronic.
Yeah, absolutely. So what you're dealing with when you assess these people with their biomechanics is you're going to find areas of the body where muscles have tightened and become what you refer to as hypertonic, right? And then there's going to be areas of the body where the muscles are almost sort of too relaxed in a way or weak in a way. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, for most people, if people listening right there are sitting, you're going to probably realize that you're slouched forward. The lower back is kind of bent backwards. naturally, when we're sitting, we should be kind of more in an upright position. We should have the three primary curves in our spine. So if you stand up from a seated position, most of us will realize our spine, actually our lower back, starts to curve inward a little bit. So, you know, what we do is there's basically three things that I like to assess on patients. You know, we're going to find the muscles that are very tight or chronically shortened, and then we're going to teach patients how to stretch those out. Okay, the second thing we do is we'll find the weakened or inhibited muscle groups. For many people, that's the abdominals, the glutes, okay, some of the deep cervical muscles. So we're going to get patients on a program to strengthen those up. The third thing we address is joint mechanics. So if all these muscles are imbalanced, it's going to affect the way the body moves. It's going to affect the way the joints move. So that's when the joint mobilization or the spinal manipulation comes in. And it's really pretty simple. Once you address those three things and make patients aware of what they need to do, it becomes much easier for them to manage these conditions. So they're not constantly having to come to see me or see their massage therapist or their primary care physician or whoever. So again, you know, it's been a very successful way for us to get our patients better, you know, and then they come to us periodically for, you know, maintenance visits. And, you know, it's done really, really well for our patients. So we have a lot of good success stories as a result.
Now, it sounds like, of course, this is the type of program for a patient who is ready to be proactive with their health. This isn't, you know, it sounds like people are going to be having to do some stretching and strengthening exercises on their own, which, of course, is the beauty of it all, because then they have less reliance on coming in to see you as their
Absolutely.
Sort of technician on their body. But this isn't for the person who passively wants to go in, you know, get some adjustments and get some things done and expect to be out of pain and not really change much else
in
their
life.
Yeah,
you're absolutely right. You know, it's the best patient for us is someone who is taking responsibility for their health, that is taking a proactive approach and will listen to our recommendations and do them. You know, of course, we have patients that, you know, just want immediate pain relief or quick fixes, and we can offer that to a certain extent. But, you know, our long-term goals are to educate our patients, make them aware of what they need to do. And, you know, we found that that's just much more effective in the long run for them.
Yeah, it works for everybody in the long run. That's the whole concept of preventative medicine, whether you're applying it to chiropractic and the holistic work that you're doing as far as musculoskeletal issues, or whether you're talking about the issues that I work more with when it comes to nutrition and lifestyle and diet and, you know, just really looking at things from a holistic perspective and getting people to take responsibility in their health. People are so used to being able to just go in and get a quick fix from a pharmaceutical or some type of surgical procedure that doesn't require them to really change anything in their life. Their insurance covers it. They don't see any ding in their bank account, and they get to just continue to be passive with their health care. But we know in the long run that these solutions do not equal better health, and usually people end up with that same problem recurring over and over again and leading to further problems down the road.
Right.
So, of course, I think in your office or in my office or any doctor that's trying to encourage preventative type of strategies, the patients that are more willing to go ahead and adopt those and are more motivated and are better with their sort of homework, as we might say, always have a much better success rate in the end.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, the interesting thing also is prevention, you know, statistically, if you look at all the data, there's a lot less money involved in preventative care or wellness care rather than dealing with a chronic condition after the fact that
right.
requires surgery.
Absolutely.
So really is the better way to go, but it's not necessarily it's the easiest because
right.
it does take some time.
Exactly. So we're going to have to take a quick break here. When we come back, we're going to pick up this conversation with Dr. Park, and he's actually going to be sharing with us some exercises you can do while sitting at your desk to avoid some of these common pitfalls that lead to chronic neck, shoulder, back pain-related issues. So it's some proactive exercises you can start doing right now in your car or at your office. And so don't go anywhere. This is Dr. Kevin Passera with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM or 1500 AM Federal News Radio, brought to you by the Village Green. We're going to be back right after this break.
Since 1973, Megafood has been providing supplements which harness the power of phytonutrient-rich whole foods. For optimum nutrition and true vitality, we need foods which have not been damaged by heat. Megafood's state-of-the-art cold fusion process naturally protects the delicate phytonutrients present in whole food. Supplement daily with an easy-to-digest Megafood formula and enjoy the best that food has to offer. For information, call 800-848-2542.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
For over 30 years, Gero Formulas has been formulating high-quality nutritional products. Our scientists and health professionals insist on doing things the old-fashioned way, with clinical studies and scientific research, because the true test of a company is the purity, potency, and value of its products, and meeting the highest expectations of those who matter most, our customers. To learn more about our formulas and to request free samples, visit jarrow.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top-quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on 1500 AM Federal News Radio, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. Don't forget, we're here every Sunday from 10 to 11 AM, so don't forget to tune in. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. Don't forget my wonderful co-host, Dana Lake, will be returning next week for a great show relating to healthy brain aging, so don't forget to tune into that one. Today we are talking with Dr. John Park, who is a local chiropractor. His office is located right here in Rockville, Maryland on Shady Grove Road. It is Progressive Spinal and Sports Rehab. You can learn more about his practice by going to www.prospinerehab.com. In the last segment, we were talking about holistic approaches to dealing with musculoskeletal problems, and Dr. Park was sharing with us his experience about looking at musculoskeletal issues from a more holistic perspective when it comes to biomechanics. When somebody has an injury, whether it's a sports-related injury where Dr. Park has a lot of expertise and experience, or whether it's just an injury related to other chronic problems, such as bad posture or bad biomechanics at work, looking at the frame and the structure and understanding what muscles are too tight, what muscles are too weak, and what things need to be done to correct it from a holistic perspective, we can, of course, expect to achieve much better long-term outcomes than just using a pharmaceutical or surgical approach to dealing with the pain. So, Dr. Park, thanks so much for being on the show with us today.
Thanks for having me.
Sure. You know, in this segment, I was hoping, you know, we talked about in the last segment how a lot of the patients that come in to see you aren't coming in to see you because they have a sports-related injury or had some sort of trauma. As you mentioned, a lot of people come in to see you because they're having some sort of trauma from their body, just from normal day-to-day wear and tear, primarily associated with the poor biomechanics that we have at many of our desk jobs.
Right. You know, for most people that we see, we see very common muscle imbalances. For instance, if most people are having a desk or seated position, a job that requires a seated position, we see tightened hamstrings, we see tightened hip flexors, tight upper trapezius muscles, shortened scalenes, and tight suboccipital muscles, the muscles directly behind your neck and the base of your skull. It's the seated position that we assume that's going to cause those muscles to become tightened. So one of the ways that we have our patients kind of offset those effects of sitting, and by the way, it's very difficult for people to sit in a neutral upright position. I certainly don't do it. I have the best intentions, but naturally what we're going to do is kind of lean our heads forward. Our shoulders will kind of rotate inwards, and then we're going to end up with a slouched posture. That's how most people end up. We can sit with good posture, but usually we'll all end up that way.
So let me ask you a question.
Sure.
So if we are sitting at a desk, you know, I mean, most of us, that's our life. We do sit at a desk for our jobs, whether we like it or not. And, you know, how do you create good posture when you're sitting? I mean, there's, you know, lumbar supports, there's $2,000, you know, chairs that you can buy, there's the ball chairs, you know, what level should your keyboard be at to avoid carpal tunnel? There's wrist pad resting things for your mouse. I mean, do those things do anything? What should the ergonomics ideally look like when you're sitting at your desk working on your computer? Because that's what most people are doing.
You know, all those things do help, but the best answer to that is take frequent breaks. You know, that's really the most important thing, because even if you have a very expensive Herman Miller chair, the bottom line is when you sit, it's going to load the spine, it's going to load your neck and work those muscles in an unnatural position. A lumbar support, those things can certainly help. But the best way to offset the effects of the postural strains is to get up and take frequent breaks. You know, so I often have patients do, you know, for people that have carpal tunnel, I'll have them rotate through different mouse or keyboards. I'll have them use different chairs throughout the day, so their body is not in the same position. That kind of variance works very well. So again, I guess the best resolution and something that I promote to everybody is take frequent breaks from the seated position.
So when you say frequent breaks, what are we saying? We get up every 20 minutes, every 30 minutes, every hour? I mean, how much is a frequent break, assuming that, you know, you're at your desk from around 9 till around 5, so you got about 8 hours with some lunch break, moving around, a few bathroom breaks?
Yeah, I try and tell patients don't sit for any longer than half an hour without getting up to do a couple of basic stretches. Okay, some of the easiest ones are simple chin retractions and back extensions. So again, if we're sitting, our spines are going to be slouched. So basically every half hour, what I have patients do is get up, stand up from their chairs, put their arms on their waist, and then just do a couple of backward bends. This actually feels good for most patients unless you may have certain spine conditions. But in general, if you're sitting, again, we're going to be slouched. So the back extensions, 10 reps every 30 minutes, every 20 minutes is a good idea to do.
Okay, so I've been sitting for about a half hour. So I'm going to go ahead and stand up here. So you say I stand up, I put my hands about my waist, right?
Right, just hands on your hips. And then
hands on my hips.
You're just going to lean your spine backwards like you're doing a backwards bend.
Oh, that feels pretty good. And how many times am I going to do that?
About 10 reps every 20, 30 minutes.
And you just bend back until it's comfortable, and then you just sort of bring it back up.
Absolutely. Again, we want to get out of that flexed posture where our thighs are bent to parallel when we're seated. That's going to compress our spine. The other one that we can do while we're standing is if you bring both arms out to your side with your elbows bent. Okay, kind of like.
So am I holding them out like I'm spreading my wings?
Yeah, exactly.
So and my elbows are bent, and my hands are what, facing the ceiling?
Yeah.
Okay.
Your fingers should be facing the ceiling.
Gotcha.
And then from this position, what you're going to do is just slowly raise your arms up and then bring your arms back. And as you bring your arms back, you're going to squeeze your shoulder blades together.
Oh, okay. So that's sort of working on that mid back cervical spine area.
Right. You should feel
bringing those pecs back and stretching out the front and tightening up the back muscles.
Right. So again, same thing. Every 20, 30 minutes. As you're doing your back extensions, simply do a couple of those. We call these scapular retractions.
Okay.
Okay. And then the other one is for your neck. It's an occiput retraction. So what we're going to do is you can actually place your fingers right on your chin.
Okay.
Okay. And then you want to use your neck muscles to drive your chin kind of in the back of your throat. So it's almost like you want to make a double chin, and you can use your hand to guide your chin backwards.
Okay, and this is working on the muscles in the cervical spine?
Exactly. It's the suboccipital muscles. These are going to be shortened from staring at the computer screen all day. So if you do a couple of those chin tuck retractions, It's a nice, quick, easy stretch.
So it's three easy exercises you can do about every half hour, right?
Absolutely.
And the time it takes to do these is what? I mean, we've just been doing them, and it's been about 2 or 3 minutes, and that was you walking me through them?
Exactly. And again, if you do this on a regular basis, what happens is now you start to do them without thinking about them. That's really where we want to get our patients. A lot of times patients will come in and say, you know, I've been forgetting to do those.
Yeah.
My shoulders are tightened up, and then I'll get up and I'll remember I need to do these back exercises. And that's okay. It's better than not doing them. But ideally, if you're having those tight areas or if you're feeling a soreness, it's almost too late. So you want to do these to prevent these kind of the feeling of tightness or soreness from beginning with in the first place.
Well, I think the other thing that they also create is, you know, I mean, I've just been doing these, and it definitely feels good to stretch everything out. And then when I go ahead and sit back down like I'm doing right now, you sort of have this you sit down with a little bit of a different state of mind, with a little bit more awareness about where your body is.
Absolutely.
You know, it enhances what we would refer to as proprioception, which is how your body perceives itself in space.
Exactly.
And when you're sitting in front of the computer and you're letting your shoulders slouch and your head slouch and your chin go forward and you're letting all that bad posture take place, that's where your sort of normal gets to. When you get up and you do these stretches, you kind of wake yourself up. And when you sit down with better posture. You're more aware of how you're sitting. And it seems like every half hour, if you do that, you know, it can kind of really help reinforce that good behavior throughout the day.
You're absolutely right.
And those are pretty simple exercises. I mean, I just went through those and it really felt good. And there's no huffing or puffing or getting winded. It's literally just doing some really quick little stretches to get your body sort of back in balance a little bit. So I really like that.
It makes a big difference, and it's easy to do.
Yeah, very easy to do. So that was great. Thanks for taking us through that, Dr. Park.
You're quite welcome.
All right, we're going to take another quick break here. When we come back from the break, we're going to be talking about some other ways that Dr. Park in his office incorporates other holistic modalities to help his patients recover from injuries. And we're going to be talking about some other holistic approaches to dealing with pain and injury and inflammation management from a dietary, nutrition, and supplement perspective. So stay tuned. We're going to be back right after this break. This is Dr. Kevin Passero here on the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM Federal News Radio, brought to you by the Village Green. So don't go anywhere. We're going to be back right after this break.
Whether you're an active baby boomer, a weekend warrior, or a professional athlete, Boron's Arnicare Gel is the perfect solution to all life's little injuries. Arnicare, which contains the healing benefits of homeopathic Arnica Montana, can be used safely to treat muscle pain, stiffness, swelling, and bruising due to minor injuries, overexertion, and surgery. The non-greasy gel has no artificial colors, perfumes, or parabens. Arnicare is also available in cream and ointment formulas. You can find Arnicare at Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda. Visit Arnicare on the web at arnicare.com.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. They are the only raw multivitamin to include live enzymes and probiotics, amino acids, and antioxidants. They are gluten and dairy free with no soy allergens. Vitamin Code is uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, and binder free. Vitamin Code Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Get the one tiny pearl that delivers big acidophilus, 900% more. Get acidophilus pearls from Enzymatic Therapy. Each little pearl-shaped capsule makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more live probiotics to the intestine than other products. This revolutionary product aids digestion, supports a healthy immune system, and is perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. This season, make sure to take the pearls that give you big acidophilus. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember, Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Are you under a lot of stress at work? pressure from the boss, budget cuts, impossible workloads, it can all take a serious toll on your health. But we can help. Village Green Apothecary has everything you need for a healthier lifestyle. A wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for 45 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on 1500 AM Federal News Radio, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. Don't forget to tune in next week. My wonderful co-host, Dana Lake, will be covering a great show related to healthy brain aging. They'll be talking about nutrition, supplement, herbal, nutraceutical strategies to keep your brain healthy as you get older, which is obviously a big concern for a lot of people. Age-related cognitive decline and age-related dementia is a huge epidemic in our country, and there are many, many things that you can do to help prevent that issue from becoming or lower your risk factors for that ever becoming an issue for you. There is a lot of really exciting research coming out these days talking to us about ways nutritionally and physically through lifestyle, supplements, and diet that we can significantly reduce risk factors for age-related cognitive decline. So these are real strategies that are being proven by science, things that you can implement at any age to improve your cognitive function and reduce the risk of losing more cognitive function. So it's going to be a really exciting show. I mean, I know this hits a lot of people at home. There's so many people that have had relatives that have suffered from Alzheimer's or age-related dementia. I know at the end of her life, my grandmother suffered from it, and it was very sad. It can be very devastating to families, and nobody wants to think that they will end up that way either. So this is a really great show. Don't forget to tune in. Dana Lake will be covering this topic in detail with a really wonderful, well-educated PhD doctor who will be discussing some of this latest research as well. So today we have been talking about chronic back issues and not back issues. We're talking about pain-related issues, and I have on the phone with me Dr. John Park, who is a chiropractor, and he is located right here in Shady Grove, in Rockville, Maryland, on Shady Grove Road. His office is Progressive Spinal and Sports Rehab. You can learn more about it by going to www.prospinerehab.com. You can also call the office at 240-477-8719. And Dr. Park takes a very holistic approach to dealing with injuries, whether it is sports-related or an injury that comes about just from regular wear and tear of even just driving your car and sitting at your desk. And really, truly understanding the biomechanics behind your body and what factors have come into play that contributed to that injury, and designing a holistic rehab recovery plan for you to help reverse the problems associated with that injury and get you out of pain. Now, Dr. Park, at your office, you know, a lot of people have questions when it comes to alternative care and alternative medicine, and they're wondering how they're going to pay for that, especially in this time of economic crunch. Does your office accept insurance? Do you work with insurance companies at your office for somebody dealing with one of these problems?
Yes, we do. You know, as a convenience to our patients, we accept most major medical insurances, and we do file for patients. So for most people, it's just a customary copay for whatever insurance plan that they have.
Wow. Well, given how difficult it is for doctors to deal with insurance companies, I commend you, and that is very nice of you and your office to offer that to patients. So that is a wonderful service that people should consider taking advantage of, very low risk. And most insurance plans these days do have wide coverage for chiropractic services, correct?
That's correct.
Yeah.
And, you know, they actually even will, certain plans do cover some of the other alternative treatments which we have in our office, including acupuncture.
Right. So let's talk about that for a second. So let's say you get somebody in your office, they're dealing with a chronic pain issue. You've worked them up according to all of the parameters that we've discussed in the show. You find out they have some tight muscles here and some weak muscles there, and they're doing some postural things on a daily basis at work that are contributing to their injury, and you start working with strengthening and doing joint mobilization and all of the things that, you know, you see work for most of the patients as far as recovery. But for some reason, that person is not getting the results that they want. What other options are you going to offer them, or what other things have you seen be effective in helping these people recover from pain and deal with their injuries?
One of the alternatives that we offer that's been very successful is acupuncture treatments. When I don't find success in my approach, which is the rehab, the rehabilitation, the chiropractic, and the sports therapy, you know, some patients, you know, they're very compliant, they're doing what they need to do, but they're still not making the progress that we'd like to see. So this is when we'll take kind of a different approach. Maybe this is not a biomechanical issue. Maybe they have some other underlying issues. Maybe they have excessive inflammation in their bodies. So we, you know, acupuncture is one of the treatments that we offer. Nutritional counseling is something that we offer. We do a lot of other things related to the whole mind-body wellness link. Emotional issues, stress, those things do things that, you know, rehab won't really impact. So that's when we try and bring out the other alternatives and then explore if there's other treatments that will help, you know, a patient that's not been getting the success that we'd like to see.
Yeah, we have been conditioned in our approaches to medical care that a lot of these other factors aren't going to play a role in something like a musculoskeletal injury. For example, if you go to a doctor with some type of musculoskeletal pain, it's very unlikely that they're going to sit down and discuss with you the impact of what you're eating and how that might be affecting your body's process of inflammation.
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, if you truly understand what inflammation is, inflammation or pain is inflammation. And inflammation is both a positive and negative thing in our body. It is a very important part of wound healing and recovery from injury, but people who end up with chronic pain or chronic injuries, that inflammatory process has not been arrested appropriately by the immune system and has continued to go on and on and on, resulting in the chronic pain and discomfort, oftentimes even after the injury has been primarily dealt with. We know that some of the things we do from a nutritional standpoint can fuel these inflammatory pathways in our body. One of the most primary and one of the most basic and one of the most scientifically validated influences on inflammation has to do with essential fatty acids. Essential fatty acids are these types of fats that our body cannot manufacture that we need to get through our diet. And there needs to be an appropriate balance between the two. The two major essential fatty acids are going to be the omega-6 fatty acid family and the omega-3 fatty acid family. Now, one of them contributes more so to inflammation, and one of them is more anti-inflammatory. The omega-6 side of things is the one that is more likely to promote inflammation in the body. It drives the cellular reactions that signal the immune system to cause inflammation. And as I mentioned just a few minutes ago, if you're having pain, it is a direct result of an inflammatory process happening in your body. The omega-3 side of the omega fatty acids is the anti-inflammatory side of things. It has very, very potent anti-inflammatory actions and can regulate the cellular mechanisms to control the immune system's inflammatory response. Now, here's where the rubber really hits the road. When you look at the average American diet, we get way more omega-6s than we do omega-3s. Omega-3s come from a very select source of food items. They come from wild fish, not farm-raised fish. So if you're buying salmon and that salmon was raised at a farm, if it doesn't say wild, it has no omega-3s in it. It comes from things like grass-fed beef. Now, 99.9% of the beef in our food chain is grain-fed. Now, grains have high levels of omega-6, so a grain-fed cow has high levels of omega-6, not omega-3. It comes from wild game like venison, which nobody eats and most people are totally grossed out by. It comes from some vegetarian sources, but the vegetarian sources that it comes from are much harder for the body to deal with. Now, omega-6s come from everywhere. They come from all of the meat that we eat because all of our meat is raised on grains. Comes from all of our grains, so all the breads, pastas, baked goods, almost everything we eat. So in the average human, there should be a ratio of about 4 omega-6s to 1 omega-3. And that gives us that good balance between inflammation, so the body can mount the inflammatory response through the omega-6 pathway, and then the omega-3 pathway kicks in and blunts that inflammation response and gets the body out of trouble. The average American diet has a ratio of almost 20 omega-6s to one omega-3. So we're skewed completely towards the inflammatory side of reactions and have very little action of the anti-inflammatory omega-3s. So this is why fish oils have become so popular in the nutraceutical industry and why so many people are out there taking them. There is a huge amount of science that validates the use of fish oil to help control inflammation. And taking fish oil alone probably won't get people's injuries dealt with. But when you're working, Dr. Park, as you've experienced in the holistic modalities that you're working with and addressing the structural issues, if you have a patient that's plateauing or that's not recovering like they should, when you start looking at these nutritional aspects of things and correcting those, you can sometimes get them to where they want to be without adding any additional therapies.
You're absolutely right. And it's interesting that you mentioned that. There's a lot of healthcare practitioners that endorse certain supplements, products. There's only one. There's actually just two that I kind of endorse in our office. And you know what you touched upon is exactly for those same reasons. You know, a good quality fish oil and some kind of joint support like a glucosamine or chondroitin sulfate. Those are the kind. Those are the two supplements that I do actually push to patients that are dealing with chronic pain. And as you mentioned, if someone has a chronic state of inflammation, whether it's in their joints or muscles, their bodies are going to feel it as pain. So, you know, we can use massage, we can use physiotherapy modalities, you can do adjustments, you can do various stretching, and that will address certain issues. But bottom line is we need to control that inflammatory process, and using a good quality fish oil is a very, very effective way to do that.
Yeah, it's for sure a start. Now, if you're taking fish oil and not making any changes to your diet, it's going to be hard to override the physiological mechanisms. People don't understand how important and how therapeutic food choices can be. Food is literally medicine when applied in the right way. And it's not just about making little changes here or there. That's always helpful. And I encourage people to always try and make the better choice. It's not about completely retooling your entire diet and all of your lifestyle habits overnight. It's almost impossible, but at least making the better choice on a daily basis, whether, you know, should I get the sandwich for lunch or the salad with the chicken breast on it? You know, we know that getting the salad with the chicken breast on it, you're probably getting more nutrients from the lettuce, you're getting less carbohydrates, and it's an easier meal and higher nutritional value than just getting the sandwich. So, I mean, even making just little choices, what is the better choice every day? Should I get the soda or should I get the iced tea? Well, one's going to have less sugar, right? And one is, you know, there's advantages to doing those things. Now, in the long term, and this is what I've experienced in working with people who are really ready to approach their health issues from a more natural perspective and understand that doing this is going to take work, but in the end is going to be better for their bodies in the long term and is going to improve all aspects of their health, I can literally use nutritional recommendations and nutritional dietary changes as almost as effectively sometimes as certain medications. It can be done because nutrition and food choices have a huge impact on the physiology that's going on in the body. So it's very important to not underestimate the effects that dietary and lifestyle changes can have on the overall physiological processes of your body. So when we come back from the break, we're going to be wrapping up our conversation with Dr. Park, and I'm going to be introducing some other important types of herbal and nutraceutical products that can help relieve inflammation and pain that you can use as almost natural substances to some of the over-the-counter non-steroidal anti-inflammatories, which are a little bit, the natural options are a little bit safer, a little bit healthier for you, and don't have some of the negative impacts that the over-the-counter ones do. So don't go anywhere. This has been Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary, and we're going to be back right after this break.
There are trillions of cells in your body. When they are well-nourished, they support energy levels, stress response, and all major organ systems. Quality whole foods contain intelligent, bioavailable nutrients. This intelligence cannot be mimicked by isolated fractions of vitamins and minerals alone. Choose a Megafood Cold Fusion food state or food-based formula and experience the true quality of radiant health. For more information, call 800-848-2542.
Bridging the gap between nutraceuticals and pharmaceuticals. That's the concept behind Zymogen's new exclusive and patented line of formulations, which utilize sophisticated delivery technologies to focus on specific molecular targets. The Zymogen EP line features Immunitix 3-6, a potent ingredient that has demonstrated a measurable ability to prime and enhance immune cell function. Applications include immune system support and support for white blood cell recovery following radiation therapy and other bone marrow-affecting treatments. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
For over 10 years, Nordic Naturals has been the world leader in crafting omega-3 fish oils that are great for the body and for the planet. They work one-on-one with researchers and select fishermen to harvest only those fish species that are flourishing. With Nordic Naturals, you get all the benefits of omega-3, a strong heart, clear eyes, and flexible joints, plus the reassurance that their products are environmentally friendly. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals. Committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Listen. Blissful silence. The sound of a healthy, balanced digestive system. No rumbling stomach, no loud gurgles, and most of all, no discomfort. Jarrow Formula's Ideal Bowel Support 299V contains a clinically documented probiotic strain that promotes regularity, enhances intestinal comfort, and optimizes immune health. And now you can get a free sample of Ideal Bowel Support 299V when you visit our website at jarrow.com. Jarrow Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team of 50 includes pharmacists, nutritionists, a clinical herbalist, and a naturopath offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on 1500 AM Federal News Radio, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host, Dr. Kevin Passero. Next week, my wonderful co-host Dana Lake will be returning with a great show relating to healthy brain aging. Don't forget, you can download and listen to for free all of our previous radio shows by logging on to www.myvillagegreen.com and click on the Archive Show section. Those are available to you for absolutely free. There's over 2 years of shows that we have there with a wealth of information and wonderful special guests. It's a great way to offer yourself some free education about health and wellness related issues. Also, just want to mention real quick what the Village Green Apothecary is. They have been here in the Bethesda area for over 40 years, offering people services related to health and wellness. We have a full service pharmacy where you can get your prescriptions filled. We also have a cutting-edge compounding pharmacy that does custom compounding for things like bioidentical hormones and custom nutritional compounds. That is a very unique service that is offered through them. They also have over 10,000 different health and wellness products, vitamins, supplements, herbs, minerals, nutrients, beauty care products, you name it. And we have a wonderful staff. We have an herbalist that's on staff, several nutritionists that are on staff, and many other people that have been in the health and wellness industry for 25 or 30 years. So if you have questions about health and wellness and you're looking for a reliable place to go to get products and get guidance, the Village Green is a great place to start. So don't forget to pay a visit over there. It's a really neat place. If you have never been there, it's a great, great option to check out, located right on West Cedar Lane, right across from NIH. So on the phone with me today is Dr. John Park, and we've been talking about musculoskeletal issues, and he's a chiropractor who deals with musculoskeletal issues in a very holistic manner. His office is located on Shady Grove Road in Rockville, Maryland. You can learn more about his office by going to www.prospinerehab.com, or you can give them a call at 240-477-8719. Dr. Park, thanks so much for being on the show with us today.
Thanks for having me, Dr. Pizarro.
And, you know, in the last segment, we talked about, spun sort of outside some of the issues related to physical medicine and actual manual therapy and stretching and biomechanical approaches that you primarily do. And we talked about some of the other adjunctive services that you offer for helping people recover from injuries. You talked about acupuncture you've seen be very effective. I sort of did a little tirade on omega-3 fatty acids and the omega-3 and omega-6 types of omega-3 fatty acids and how they affect inflammation. I know that you wanted to also talk about some of the other things that you see as common instigators or issues sometimes related to musculoskeletal issues, and that can be things around stress and mental emotional issues.
Right. You know, if we look at a person's health, if they exhibit, you know, back pain, you know, very common condition that we treat, we've treated everything from the physical, as far as the physical aspects are concerned. And usually, you know, that does give them some relief. However, if, you know, we dig a little deeper and we find that they have toxic lifestyles or excessive stress, you know, those are very, they're linked to chronic musculoskeletal issues also. So a great way, and again, in our holistic approach is, you know, we kind of go a little bit beyond just the physical symptoms, and that goes to, you know, dealing with the emotional health. Reiki therapy is something that we've just started to provide in our office, and that kind of is the bridge between the mind-body link. So if the body is strong, but the mind is, we'll say, overstressed or not in a state of, you know, balance, it's a good way to kind of link the two. And that's where we see patients make a lot of breakthroughs. So for patients that have been having chronic pain for years, if we don't address or if we haven't gone beyond just the physical realm and see the emotional side, see the stress issues, the lifestyle issues, you know, taking those things to consideration or even just acknowledging them and bringing it to the patient's attention, you know, they become a little bit more aware of what's going on. And, you know, we see a lot of good results with that.
Yeah, I mean, it's absolutely something that can't be overlooked. We talk about this mind-body connection, and the reality is that, you know, you can't separate the two. They're not separate entities. Every single thought that you have has some type of physiological effect on your body. And stress is one of the biggest influences in how our bodies and the body acts. So we know that stress, mental, emotional stress, has huge ramifications on how our immune system operates and how all of the physiological patterns in our body function. So, you know, to try and separate them and just focus on somebody's physical body without taking a look at what's going on emotionally in their mind, it's almost impossible to get people to the level of health that people expect to be brought to. So it is so incredibly important to consider these things, whatever type of therapy people are using to address it, whether it be energetic therapies like Reiki or whether it be counseling or whether it be adopting some type of exercise program to manage their stress or meditation or yoga practice or whatever it is that somebody does, having an outlet for stress is so incredibly important. You know, it goes back to, I think all along we've known, and nobody, I don't think anybody out there will dispute the fact that stress has negative ramifications on health. But the more we start to uncover about, you know, in our scientific realm, and the more we start to understand the brain, and the more we start to understand the immune system and how the body operates, the clearer it becomes from a scientifically validated perspective that stress has extremely potent impacts on our body.
Absolutely. And I think even from the physiological standpoint, our colleagues in the medical field will say the same thing. Stress raises cortisol levels, and that's it's a hormone that is produced by the adrenal glands, and, you know, it's designed to serve one function, but in excess it causes a cascade of effects that are not good for your physical body. So again, if you don't control your stress level, you know, you're bound to show up symptoms. You know, fibromyalgia is a common condition that we see patients for. And one thing across the board with all of our patients that have been diagnosed with fibromyalgia is they have, you know, an extremely high level of stress, or they have poor coping mechanisms to deal with them.
Right. And I don't want people, I think people have a perception that dealing with stress is something that they should do, but nobody ever really takes the time to do it. People say, my job is stressful, my life is stressful, you know, I'm having a difficult time financially. I can't change those things. And that is understandable. And it's not what people are asking for when us health practitioners guide somebody in modulating stress. Modulating stress can be something as easy as having a better impact, awareness about what you're eating, because eating foods that are high in sugar, eating foods that are high in fat, consuming too much alcohol puts other stressors on your body. Doing things like Dr. Park explained, doing up and doing some stretching exercises every day can help relieve stress from a physical standpoint. So there are many ways that you can start eliminating stress from your life that aren't necessarily related to confronting the most dramatic mental emotional stressors that are right in front of you, because sometimes there's no way out of that. You may be going through a difficult time in a relationship and there's a lot of stress on you, but ironing out some of these other factors in your life and trying to put out stress fires wherever you can eventually have a very, very significant impact on how your overall on how much stress your body is under on an overall basis, which improves health on all aspects.
Right. I think one thing that, you know, I found successful in, you know, my own life to manage stress, you know, we all have it. We're always going to have it. So we can't, you know, realistically, we can't expect that I don't want any stress in my life. I think the better approach is, what's a good way for me to manage this? And I've used journal writing. You know, first, I think it helps with us create an awareness of what we're doing, whether it's a food journal, be aware of what you're putting into your mouth, what you're eating. Then you'll see a pattern there. If you're having, if you want to exercise, I recommend patients keep a journal of exercises. So you kind of create an awareness of what's going on. Once you start with that, then you can kind of go to the next step. Okay, now you see this pattern. Now let me see if I can, you know, change these patterns. So you have to have specific, you know, tangible little things that you can do along the way. Otherwise, it's, you know, it's just a big, you know, I don't want stress in my life. You know, we all don't want that, but what's
right.
the best way to do it?
Right.
I think, you know, writing, journals, keeping track of food, exercise journal, those things are also, you know, very nice little tips that should help kind of get to that process.
Sure. So just starting the process of creating an awareness around it.
Absolutely.
So, all right. Well, Dr. Park, thank you so much for being on the show with us today. If you want to learn more about Dr. Park's practice, you can go to www.prospinerehab.com or give the office a call at 240-477-8719. They're located right here in Rockville, Maryland, on Shady Grove Road. So, Dr. Park, thanks so much for being on the show today.
Thank you very much, Dr. Pizarro. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. So we have just a little bit of time left. I wanted to bring up real quick some other nutrients that are good ideas for helping to deal with pain and inflammation. We have all of these formulas through the Pathway line at the Village Green. Bromelain is one extract from pineapples that can be very effective at helping to deal with inflammation and injuries. And turmeric is another very effective one. We have a great formula at the Village Green that's called COX-2 Support, is a natural anti-inflammatory, and that's a really nice product to help naturally try and lower inflammatory-related problems. So you can stop on in the Village Green, and somebody there can help you figure out the best way to utilize that type of product for your specific situation. So I'm Dr. Kevin Pizarro. Thank you so much for listening to the show today. If you have any questions, you can always email them to me at drpassero, P-A-S-S-E-R-O, at gmail.com. This is the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. We'll be back next Sunday from 10 to 11, so don't forget to tune in. Thanks, everybody, and have a great week.
the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top-quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.